All right. We're going to go ahead and bring up our race-winning team owner, Joe Gibbs. Coach, you may be the happiest owner in the garage because JGR sweeped all three races in the opening round of the playoffs. Obviously, a big win for Christopher tonight and a solid run tonight for Ty as well. Just talk a little bit about the night from your perspective.
Yeah, just so excited about the start to the playoffs and, you know, just appreciate everybody back at our race shop. I talk about that all the time. We'll hang a banner on Monday, and I get a chance to thank them. But it honestly takes everybody to be able to get our cars to the racetrack like this. We got fast cars right now. It means a lot. And I think about, just for us as a company, it's our sponsors. And tonight it was great. Johnny Morris had that everything about tonight's race and had Chris up front, Chase up front, and so that was a big deal for us. And then Ty had a good night, and then to have, Christopher win the race, it was just great. So anyway, for us, couldn't be a happier time for us right now.
All right, we'll go ahead for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you, and we'll start with Doug and then make our way to Jacob.
Thank you, Coach Gibbs. Doug Turnbull from Five to Go Podcast and PRN. I wanted to ask, because I was standing right next to the 54 pit most of the night and watching that unfold, watching him lead a ton of laps. And what do you think about his progress from what was a tough start to the season and then oh so close tonight?
Yeah, we have. The 54 group has just really fought their heart out. And our pit crew and everybody, it's so tough when, and this sport is really tough. And so when you get off to a tough start like we did, but I admire the fact that they just keep fighting right now. And I think we're improving as we go. I think tonight's an example of that. Last week, I thought we had a real solid week at St. Louis. So anyway, real progress with the 54. Still got work to do. But I admire that group. Sometimes you admire the people the most that are fighting when it's really, really tough. And right now it's been tough for the 54. Tonight was just a real, and the last two or three weeks have really been good for us.
All right, we'll continue with questions. We'll go to Jacob.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Coach, kind of building off what Doug asked, I'm curious what went into or what has gone into the decision to have Gabe Hart a little bit more involved with kind of guiding some of the radio communication and working with Ty, and what benefit you feel that's been able to give him.
Yeah, I think obviously Chris is our competition director. So really he's trying to help all four cars. And at one point, we had three in the playoffs. And so our focus turned to the 54, trying to get that car in. And so we put extra effort in that, including Chris's effort. But now we kind of work back away from that. We've got Tyler back making the calls there. And so that's kind of been a progress for us. We've added a lot to that team this year as we went. And so it's a big deal for us to have a couple of good weeks like we've had the last couple of weeks.
And for tonight being Christopher's first win since those three in a row way back at the start of the season, what have you seen out of the 20 bunch with Christopher and Adam and all those guys that have kept your faith that, you know, they're right there and they've, you know, are going to have the chances?
I think that's a great point, because when you go through this, 16 weeks or whatever it is, but when I talk to Christopher, I say, Christopher, think about this. You've won three times. You've been second four times. Counting tonight, 25% of the races, he's been first or second. And it shows you the competitive spirit that he has, and I appreciate so much Adam. Adam is such a, for us, a real leader, and, he is exceptional. And so he does such a great job giving those guys pointed in the right direction. And so I just think all the way around for our teams, it's great. Toyota, our partner, couldn't be happier for them. And so it's a huge deal for us, and we had a great weekend. And hey, it was Young Life Car last night. We were proud of that too. And so we got a lot of good things going on right now, but we all know this in our sport, it's week to week. And it's going to start all over in 6 days. You can count on that.
All right. Zach, go ahead.
Zach Sterniolo, NASCAR.com. Coach on your left. It's one thing if one driver goes out and sweeps the round, but to do so as a team with three different drivers the way that you guys have in this opening round, how much does that add to the morale at JGR as you guys position yourselves for a title run?
Yeah, I think it adds a lot because even though when we're back at our race shop, we act as one team, but still it's four different teams. And we talked about the 54 and the struggle we had earlier in the year for them to be bouncing back. And then to have our other three cars, you know, winning in this first round, I think it just says a lot for, you know, the way we feel back at the race shop. And it's a big deal all the way across the board for us. It just really, it means a lot. This sport, obviously, when you win like that, so many people are involved with it. In particular, you know, I look at it from our sponsor standpoint. It's just huge. DeWalt, Stanley Black & Decker, they've been with us for a long time and just really appreciate them.
All right, Bob, go ahead.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. Were you aware of kind of Christopher Bell's outburst after the race last week on the radio where he was
yeah,
upset?
I think you hear. Obviously, that doesn't go missed. But here's what I've learned in sports. I've been on the sideline. I've heard some outbursts. And so we've had some outbursts in our competition meeting in racing. So I've learned when you're around sports and things don't go your way, guys, they put so much into it, you know, that you've got to say to yourself, that's going to happen every now and then.
So my question is, did you say anything to him and Adam about it, or do you just let them handle something like that?
I let them handle it, and, you know, I really do. Yeah.
Okay. Dalton, can you raise your hand, please?
Hey, Coach. Dalton Hopkins with Front Stretch. I know you've had to console drivers in the past after they nearly won a race or even nearly won their first race, but
yeah.
As Ty's grandfather, how do you approach him now and console him after what was – could have been another win or a win for him.
Yeah, it's this sport is really hard. And I keep telling him, honestly, I use the word patience. And two races ago, we were talking after the race, and he said, Coach, will you quit using the word patience? I don't want you to ever use it again. So patience is out the window. We're trying to win here. And so, no, I just think he knows this is what he's wanted to do, you know, his entire life. And so he's after it. And I think I admire, like I said, our entire 54 team. To be truthful, they're young, but the pit crew, everybody, they just keep fighting. So it's really great. Yeah. I think you got the important person in the room. Where's Christopher?
Christopher's coming. You're all good, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations
you guys.
On the
Thank
win
y'all.
As well.